I don't have one right now. Everything's being explored, obviously, after losing three in a row. And again, yesterday having five turnovers, I think it's fair to evaluate everything there, with our team working so hard and the guys putting in max effort yesterday and not having a chance to win the football game. I think it's fair to evaluate the quarterback in all positions.
So you said that you wouldn't make a change with Trevor unless he was injured. Are you saying he's not injured and circumstances have changed?
Right. Well, I said that during training camp when Trevor won the job, and that, in my mind, was appropriate because he was our starter. No one goes into the season thinking your starter's not going to be your starter. So in my mind, that was appropriate at the time. But, again, when you lose three in a row and how we've lost the football games again, with yesterday on offense, four turnovers, I think everything's up for discussion at this point of the season.
Are you still discussing it, or is it the fact that the players aren't here and you want to address it with them first? Mm-hmm. Your starting quarterback's going to be Sunday?
Or? I think it's fair to say that right now, everything's being discussed because, again, when your football team is putting in max effort and your defense is playing good football, it's unfair to your team if you're not discussing that position.
When you say all options are being discussed, which quarterbacks are among those options on your roster?
Well, right now we've got Trevor as the starter and we've got Brock as our backup. Paxton hadn't played football since week three of the preseason. He's only practiced 4 days. So, right now, he's been inactive the last ball game, so he won't be in that mix.
When Trevor won the job in the summer, we talked about doing what was best for the team.
Yes.
Is that a similar situation here when you get to this point?
Absolutely, because it's my job to do what's best for the football team. And, again, when you've lost three games in a row and you've had the turnovers like we've had them, we're minus 11, I think, in the last three or four games, and obviously 12 total. So that's not good, And if you try to go the same way and it doesn't get better, that's on me. That's on me. And again, we have players and coaches putting a lot of time and effort in, to get ready for these football games, and guys are playing hard. So I think it's fair to examine, that position in all positions.
Vance, if you do make the switch, is it because Trevor isn't playing well, or do you think Brock is better right now?
Well, if a switch is made, it would be considered, what's best for the football team, And again, when you watch Trevor, even last night, okay, I mean he made three horrible interceptions. I mean, horrific decisions with those three he threw last night. But he had 20 other plays that were really, really good. So when you watch your starting quarterback make 20 or 25 amazing throws, amazing checks, and three horrific interceptions, that's when it becomes an issue because, in your heart, he can play better. He can play better because those three balls he threw, you just can't throw. But the 20-plus plays he made in the third and fourth quarter, man, it keeps you excited about the guy. So that's the issue. But, again, it's about results, okay? And we haven't had them. We've lost three games in a row, again, yesterday with four turnovers. So, end of the day, it's about results. It's not about, how he's played. It's the end result that we're not getting, and it's not good.
How concerned are you about what's going on in your locker room, offense and then defense? Chris Harris was really vocal.
He was
a lead that was put on Twitter. Trade deadline is only 3 hours away with a bunch of exclamation points.
Sure.
What does that mean?
That means guys want to win, and I don't blame guys for being upset because, again, this football team has worked hard, and guys worked hard last night to win a football game, and it didn't happen. So I'm not moved by Chris or Talib's comments because they're upset. I'm upset. We're upset as a football team. That's why it's my job to find an option where we can go win football games. So it doesn't bother me that guys are upset. They should be, because this is a hard business, and it takes a lot of work to get ready to play games each week. So if he's not upset, that's something different. So I don't mind it.
What more needs to be evaluated to make the quarterback decision?
Well, you know, when you make a move like that, I mean, it takes time. It takes thought, because you want to be right about it. You know, we've gone through this doing training camp, you know, when it's between Trevor and Paxton. It took time to make it because you want to be right. You know, you don't want to rush off and not do what's right for your football team. So, in my opinion, you know, it takes time, and I'm taking my time along with John and Mike and Billy Musgraves, and we'll do what's best for the football team.
Will practice impact the decision?
Will practice? I would say not, because it's a short week for us. You know, we leave Friday, you know, and tomorrow's going to be a jog through because we played last night. It's going to be a half and half practice on Thursday as far as going full speed to jog through. So, no, it's going to be a decision that we feel that's best for our football team.
John said earlier today that if you made the switch to Brock, he thought your team would be fine. How much of a role does John have in this decision?
He has a huge role. I mean, John's the GM. I'm the head coach. So, you know, John and I talk every day about this football team. So it's going to be our decision, like it was when we chose Trevor to be our starter, you know, along with Mike, along with Billy Musgraves. So it's going to be our decision, you know. And, again, it's going to be what's best for our football team.
When will you make up your mind to answer, to make a move or not?
Well, we're talking about it. You know, it's been discussed this morning about how we played, you know, in all three phases, and it'll be ongoing throughout the day.
Do you think Mike McCoy has done enough to protect Trevor? He's gotten hit a lot in the schemes and whatnot. Do you think your coaching staff has protected him enough?
I think he has, you know, but I've said it along, you know, we can coach and play better. So, you know, Mike understands that, you know, and Mike every day voices that, and that he can help Trevor more. But the bottom line, players play and coaches coach. It's no perfect calls. You know, you can try to make perfect calls for him, but he has to play his way out of bad plays and not make them worse. That's his job as the quarterback.
You said last night the defense played winning football. What's your level of satisfaction with how they're doing, considering the turnovers, and yet they're keeping that effort, enthusiasm, energy, start to finish all the way through?
I think they're playing very hard. You know, if we can get into a fair game and not be down by two or three scores, our defense can play even better. You know, you can see it last night when it was a 20-13 game. We can rush the pass and we can cover. But the last three losses, we've been in three-score games. So the offenses play kind of conservative, you know. They're not going to let Vaughn just wreck the quarterback or our DBs wreck the receiver. So we have to get into a fair game to have our defense even play better, in my opinion.
Time for a few more for the coach.
Just bring
Vance, you say Paxton's not in the mix now.
Right.
Can he be later?
Well, he could be, you know. And again, you know, whatever's best for our football team moving forward, we're going to do. Obviously, Paxton's, you know, still healing up. You know, he practiced 4 days last week, and he's getting better day to day. But it would be unfair to put Paxton out there right now, who hadn't played football since week three in the preseason, and he's only practiced 4 days on a short week. That wouldn't be fair to our football team or Paxton.
Is bringing in a quarterback from the outside to be a free agency or within the next hour a possibility?
No.
Would you like to have this decision by tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, if something's done, guys, I want to meet with the guys first, meaning the quarterbacks and the coaches, and with our football team before we put anything out publicly. So nothing's going to happen tonight, by no means. And, again, we're still discussing it. We're still trying to figure out what's best for our football team moving forward.
We'll do the final three, Jeff, Zach, and then Eric.
You say all positions are up for discussion?
Yes.
Are there any other potential changes?
Well, you know, it absolutely, because it depends on what we see on tape, you know, and it's been some positions that hadn't been consistently played well. You know, so you always consider that. And that's the NFL. I mean, you have starters, but if a guy's not getting his job done, you have to change it out for the sake of your football team. You know, so I'm not opposed to that. You know, if we have a guy that can play better at that position, you know, we will do that.
Vance, when you make this decision, is it just for Sunday against the Eagles and then is it week by week after that, or how do you do it in the long term?
Well, that's hard to say. You know, it hadn't been made yet. So, you know, I can't say if something does happen, what the time frames are. You know, right now I'm only concerned about the Eagles, and that's Sunday.
You talked about
yes.
Trevor making 20 good plays
yeah.
and 3 horrific plays.
Mm-hmm.
We know him as a smart guy. We know him as a guy who makes the playbook well.
Sure.
Why do you think he's making those, quote, horrific plays, and why does it look like he's regressed
right.
since last year?
I think Trevor has been pressing, you know, to be a special player for us. You know, Trevor is a young quarterback, you know, that hadn't played a bunch of NFL football. It's a new system, you know, that he's inherited with Mike McCoy here. So I think his inconsistencies has come just him pressing, trying to make big plays, you know, and as coaches, we can make his life a little easier by taking some of the variables away from him, you know, and not giving him so much. But again, when you're around Trevor, you kind of assume he's a veteran guy because he handles himself so well, but he's a young quarterback. So we can do a better job also of simplifying his life as a quarterback in this league.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.